Poop.
Yeah. Ready for poop.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Do that again.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Yeah, this is the welcome to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Haunted Podcast.
The Haunted Podcast, yeah, it could be.
So we are having to redo this one because it got all effed up.
Yeah.
We recorded it, and it seemed to be going fine, but then when I listened back to it, it was all, like, stuttery and slow right there.
And we love our audience so much that we did not want to cheat them.
I should just release that and see if it makes a difference, to be honest with you.
Yeah. See, to see if anyone notices. Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all quaaludes or something?
Retards.
A bunch of retards. Hey, you morons.
Yeah. Really. What are we supposed to do, you moron?
You moron. So now Miles has got to tell his story again. Maybe it'll be different this time, I'm sure.
I know. I blew my wad here like 2 days ago, and now I've got to blow it again. You know.
You can't recoup that quickly, this man.
And you cannot put the genie back in the bottle, man. I've already told this story, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, see if you can make it fresh.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles. I've got a cool story for y'all.
It's about my belly button lint.
So sit right down and partake of the belly button lint.
I did a jewel sweater for my belly button lint. I hope you like it. Hey, sexy thing. I'll be back to pick you up later.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's an intro.
All right. Well, let's just,
let's just go. Okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to do this.
I don't even remember what we talked about last time exactly.
Oh, come on. I'm feeling like it's fresh, like you've never heard it. So, anyway, my wife and I got invited to go to a private residence.
For like one of those sex toy parties?
A sex toy party. I only wish it was, believe me. I mean, I do feel like I got effed in the A, but not in that way, I guess. But
is that a Sesame Street reference? Because you know, they just had an anniversary here. It's F in the A.
I got effed in the A, yeah.
Ah.
I want to go see a psychic, a telepsychic.
Yeah. Hey, Bert. Here's an F.
And here's the A. You enjoy that, huh? you like that, eh? Yeah, I heard that.
You can do your snuffle up, I guess, if you want to.
Hey, Bert.
Ow.
I'm not sure if this has to do with what I did, but
nothing. I'm just entertaining myself.
I guess. I don't know.
It was the anniversary for Sesame Street recently.
40 years, I know, man. Wow.
It's 40 years. 40 years of that goddamn yellow bird.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Gordon. Here's an F and A.
Hey, coitus.
Big Bird, we don't, you know, we don't talk the street here on the street.
How many A's do you want? One, two,
There you go.
La 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 la, la 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 la, F and A. La 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 la, la la la, F and A.
F and A. Yeah.
Hey,
pretty
where's
close.
Maria? Or her daughter?
What? Man, what's going on, man?
I've got to reveal something about Mr. Hooper.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm glad you
show.
Can all make it to this reveal.
many years ago before I even had felt. I was touched in a private spot by Mr. Hooper. He said he was stocking the shelves. I could talk about it for 40 years.
Hey,
la 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 la.
Hi, I'm Elmo.
Elmo's been molested.
Elmo has been molested. Oh, God.
So anyway, you guys went to a psychic, huh?
Wow, it's hard to follow that. I don't know. We were invited to go see a psychic. We actually paid money.
You paid money.
Unfortunately, unrefundable money.
You personally paid money, not just your wife and your...
This was not a freebie, believe me. There was nothing... Yeah.
Mr. Hooper gave me a freebie.
Oh, boy. Man.
So anyway, it was not a freebie. You went to see a psychic at a person's home, another person's home.
Yes, I had actually some relatives there as well. A few relatives, not many, but a few relatives.
Maybe even relatives you didn't know because they were psychic. There to tell
No,
them.
I'm pretty sure I'm not related to these
Was there
people.
A big reveal?
No, I'm pretty sure I'm not related to many of these people, believe me. I would feel confident.
And let me tell you that the fat woman-looking man over the corner has been thinking about your underwear the whole time. He's been thinking, let me see that thong.
I'm wearing the official Static Radio thong.
Where's the whale tail, chicky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm psychic. I know that's what he was thinking.
So I went to this thing.
Let me just say that he probably counted your pubes in his own mind. And you need a trim.
What the hell, man?
So you went ahead and you had this psychic reading done, huh?
I thought it was, I thought it'd be funny to do for the show. And
no,
terrible.
You wanted to find out something.
No, well, I did, but I thought it'd be funny to do for the show, and I realized it sucked ass so much.
You wanted to find out about your grandma's ginger snap habit.
That's right, I did. You confronted me. You said, go there and see if this psychic, this telepsychic can, levitate cookies or something. I don't know, hide the cookie. I don't know what she was going to do with it.
Miles seems to be levitating something on his lap over there right now.
Oh. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not very high off the ground.
Yeah. No, it was a very nice-looking woman.
It was a woman. That's right.
Yeah.
This weird voice that's more manly.
I'm thinking, she's such a good psychic, how come she did not realize that she had left her dome light on in her car, though?
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Did she run her battery down or no?
No, someone ran in and said, "Hey,
you forgot to turn off your lights." Oh, I was thinking about that, and I.
And
I'm glad you noticed. I was testing you all, really, really.
And she's divorced, so I'm thinking, hey, if you're such a good psychic, couldn't you have seen that coming? Shouldn't you have? Right.
Well, I think maybe she was a psychic, because whenever she keeps walking through the room and saying, "I'm not giving you a blowjob," then that pretty much.
I know one guy not getting laid tonight, and she was right. She was completely right, yeah.
How many times can you hear that before you're like, "Shut up.
Shut up, bitch.
How do you know I'm just not watching the football game or something?
Fucking bitch."
Quit thinking about blowing yourself. That was the second phase. That's what really pushed it over the edge right there.
Someone's thinking about Mr. Hooper.
Yeah.
some purr out there.
Let me get down to the lower shelves here, Elmo. Move back up just a smidge. Turn around. Don't go walk away. Come back here. Who wants ginger snaps?
Yeah. No, she had said early on that she did not, like, work with objects, per se.
Yeah, well, that's why she's divorced, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I'm thinking that might have something to do with it. Because at the end of this whole shenanigans, if it were, I don't know, this charlatan, I gave her these cookies.
Well, she might not be that much of a charlatan since she messed up the last show. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. She might be jinxing the show. I don't know. But, yeah, she had a real accurate reading of the cookies. Yeah.
Oh, good deal.
I think she was thinking they were your cookies.
They were my cookies. Who would have gave her that idea?
Because I said they were freshly tossed. So she could not read these cookies. She's like, these are old cookies. These cookies.
Stale. They taste like butt crack.
I can tell the person handling them probably just got done whacking it not long ago.
Some of these cookies have icing and some of them don't.
What's that all about? Seven icing.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Where'd that come
from? What's with the sprinkles? Come on, what's the hell?
Sprinkles.
Hey, you know what? I think this is a good time to mention our sponsor.
Okay.
1-800-PET-MEDS.
Oh, okay. Pet Meds, yeah. I hope you weren't going to say PBS. So.
No, not PBS.
Yeah, okay, good.
PBS Pet Kids, meds. Yes.
There's a lot of good things going on at Pet Meds. So
you can get all kinds of meds for your pet.
Boogie on down to Pet Meds. You know?
So if you go to petmeds.com/static.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. Petmeds.com/static. You can get 10% off plus free shipping on orders of $39 or more. What could be wrong?
I don't know. What could be wrong? I don't know.
I don't know. But 1-800-PET-MEDS. Support the show by purchasing all your pet meds at petmeds.com/static. Thank you very much.
Do it now.
Now back to the iced ginger snaps.
The riveting story that won't stop.
Yeah.
So we all have psychic ability. We all apparently have it.
That's what she was telling you?
We all have it, yeah. She was talking about different things you can have. If you hear a song in your head that you can't get out of your head, that is psychic ability.
That's psychic. Hmm.
That is the other side getting in touch with you.
Why would they send me a song that's new?
So
that they've never heard before.
When you keep singing, I know what boys like, I know what guys want. That's the other side, apparently.
Oh, really?
When you hear a tone in your ear, that's right. You're not.
I know what boys like. I know what. Evidently, she wasn't very good with that song. She wasn't very good, knowing that song.
She wasn't a very good singer either. She tried singing.
I'm gonna sing to bring back the spirits. Miles' grandmother, what are these ginger snaps doing here?
No, I had these cookies in my hand all night, and I was not called upon, so.
In your hot, sweaty hands.
They were hot, yeah. My hands were very hot.
I wish I could eat these ginger snaps.
I should have, because really, because I felt like I was cheated, I guess, that. The other side did not come through in my cookies, because these cookies fell off the shelf as I was talking about them at the...
At the bakery. At the bakery store, right.
About a month ago, I saw that story, and they fell off the shelf, and it really freaked me out. You said, no, it's because of your rotund build.
You're shaking the floor.
It had nothing to do
with cookies!
Ginger snaps, my favorite!
You're going to have to pay for those, sir.
Come over here, little Fat Albert. I'll help you with the ginger snaps.
So, yeah, I was a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's... So you don't think they were really psychic? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. No, I don't.
That's not what you're trying to tell me.
No, I don't, it's like... I'm gonna... Like, I don't know you.
It's like I'm channeling... Christopher Walken.
Oh, I only wish, believe me.
I brought
only
these
wish.
Cookies that I had up my ass.
Ass. I smuggled these cookies out of prison.
I smuggled them onto the plane.
Up my ass.
Up my ass because of TSA security.
Yeah, I only wish, believe me, I wish Christopher Walken would have showed up. It would have been more entertaining. Yeah,
let's all sing Kumbaya.
Yeah, it was the whole thing was stupid. It really was.
And how can I ask you how much this cost you? Because you didn't tell me that last time we recorded this. You didn't tell me. You're awful quiet now. How much?
I don't even
want. How much cash did you lay out for this little ordeal?
I am embarrassed to say. This is more money than I spent at the last strip club I went to. To do that way.
So it's more than $8?
Yeah.
Upwards of $8. Is it more than $10?
Yes.
Is it more than
$20? It was more than $20.
It was more than $20?
Yes.
And you came away with...
I didn't even get a hand job out of it or nothing, man. I'll tell you what. Nothing.
You know at O'Hare, they have those for $5.
So, yeah, I don't know.
And it comes with a moist
towelette. I'm not convinced of anything at this point.
You're convinced that your wallet's lighter.
The only good part was it was like, I'm going to tell you about something, and then you have to go hug a stranger and introduce yourself. Which, unfortunately, I didn't really get to the good-looking part of the room, but that's okay. I was working my way there, but you were limited to 4 people to hug, which, as you know, I don't like hugging.
That's true. I don't like hugging.
There's some things in life I don't like, like lighting candles in public. I hate.
Is there any chance that I can just hug the broads with the fake tits? Is that okay? Because
there was a couple there I would have wanted to hug, believe me. I didn't quite get over there fast.
What's the policy on hugging from behind?
All right, now it's not anything about grabbing titties. Hey. Sir?
I'm gonna give you the bear hug of your life, honey. Yeah. Okay.
This gentleman has his tongue in my ear. Is that wrong?
I knew it.
So I don't know. It was like all these people are sitting around, it's like I'm gonna start talking about something. If this pertains to you, raise your hand. You know.
Alright. Who was born in January? Who was born in February? Who was born in March? Who was born in April? Who was born in May?
I picture a dead old man. Does anyone know a dead old man? Possibly a grandpa or your dad or your uncle, your older brother, that nice neighbor that used to come visit.
So, like, she was hardly even trying. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, and, like, people are like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a dead old man.
You know,
somebody pulls a gun out. There's a dead old man right there.
Yeah, I don't know. So... Even my wife, you know, was trying to get in on it. And, like, she totally just could not peg my wife at all. That was funny. It was just,
Well, I know.
Your brother's a raging alcoholic drunk.
You have trouble pegging her, so I don't know why anybody else would have any trouble. You know?
It's funny because the lady's like, if you're drinking, could you please, you know, not drink? Because my sister had had like a few dozen beers. And she's like, I don't want to drink anymore, bitch.
Yeah.
Drunk. Drunk and shit.
Your sister, it was 6 o'clock and all was well.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock somewhere. Let's have another.
Let's have another. Here, everybody, I got galoshes for everybody to put on. It's like the psychic says it's better for the chi.
That sounds more like Bill Cosby. The psychic says it's more better for the
That's your sister's a little like Bill Cosby. Hey!
Hey, everybody, I'm going to drink.
Hey, you slice face.
So, I don't
Jello
know.
Pudding.
Ah.
I got galoshes for y'all here.
And my wife apparently has an illegitimate sibling or something, because this lady kept saying my wife has a sister.
A sister. Hmm.
And I can guarantee my wife does not have a sister.
Well, I, you I don't. Hey, you don't know. You don't
I guarantee know. It. I guarantee it.
You don't know.
I guarantee it. I will guarantee it. Believe me. Right
How
now.
Can you guarantee?
I'm telling you, right? I'm psychic, and I can tell you right frickin' now.
Did she mention conjoined?
Conjoined, you know. Okay, that might be the get out of jail free card. I don't know.
Yeah, just look under her arm whenever she's not paying attention.
Yeah, what's weird was they were talking about somebody. I want to keep this vague here just in case they're listening. But they're like, your loved one had a big honking mole on his butt cheeks. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
That's everybody in the room. Oh, yeah.
I know. My wife looked over at me. I'm like, if you say anything, I swear to God, I will divorce you in a minute, man. Because I do have, like, these freakish, like, butt moles, you know, and I didn't want the big reveal. You know? Drop your cheeks. Spread your cheeks. I want to see your cheeks.
Oh, my goodness, the ass moles.
Look at them. They're like speed bumps. Look at them.
Play connect the dots.
So, anyway, I don't know.
This is crazy. If you put them all together, it looks like Mickey Mouse.
Look at that, Bamble.
Well, Mickey Mouse with a giant crack in his head, but that's all right.
I don't know.
So that's so you just wasted more than $20, and you're not gonna say how much more. Is it less than 50?
I'm embarrassed.
Is it less than 50?
It was less than 50.
But more than 20.
It's more than 20.
I won't make you give an exact price.
Well, if I have to give it out, then I'm charging it to the show. Okay.
Well, as soon as we make anything on this deal.
Well, since we make no money on the show, then I would just not press the issue. I'm too embarrassed to even say any more than that. So.
All right, well.
I won't be going back, okay?
We won't be hiring them out again.
I do things for the sake of the show, you know.
Yes, I think your porn habit and strip clubs and, you know.
Well, no, I've gone on a ghost walk, for instance.
The various, underage things that you flirt with. Are,
I think you think barely legal is what the term
I'm from Cape Girardeau. Where do you go to high school?
I know what falls like.
You're like, hey, yeah, all right.
Hey, my name's Bob Lament.
Okay, that's right. My name's Bob.
And I live on College Avenue.
That's right. I got a killer apartment.
It's right over by Gazelle's. Or...
Gazelle's. It was right across from the, what was the name of that place? I can't remember now. Corner Diner.
Yeah.
It was right next to Corner Diner.
Yeah. But isn't that, I don't know. That's just the whole thing was weird.
Yeah, it is weird. That's a little bit odd, I'd say.
Yeah, I won't be going back, though.
I would just want to encourage everybody to, help pay for Miles' psychic habit.
The donate button.
You can go to donate, or you can go to petmeds.com/static.
Well.
Or send us your own psychic story by clicking on the email link, or just send an email to Bob Lament, Miles Title, at staticradio.com.
Or just donate.
Or just leave a comment. That's the easiest way to go.
Well, cash would be more preferable, but because I am out a lot of money, my gas money.
You've been checking. If anyone wants to leave money in any statue's nostril, Miles will find it.
Screw you, all right? That was a photo op between me and that statue, and I stuck my finger up his nose. So what?
So just
Only
leave,
God can judge, man.
Just take your chewing gum and stick a 20 up a nostril of any statuary thing in the Midwest, and Miles will find it for you. So.
Only God can judge, man.
I just thought it was funny, you know.
Yeah.
Leave a 20 in John Wilkes Booth's hip pocket, and he'll take care of that. So.
Well, next time I will. Next time in Springfield, I will.
All right, well, cool. But leave a comment, send us a note. We'd love to hear about you being ripped off by a psychic or something like that.
I'll dry hump John Wilkes Booth next time. How's that?
That would be interesting, I think.
Get that
to
on video.
Yeah, that would be interesting there.
What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
You think?
Yeah.